All right. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor, y'all. Hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. How y'all doing, day one listeners? What's up? Y'all been rocking with me for a minute. How y'all doing? Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you ladies who stick by your auntie even when she goes on her little hiatus. And I know it's been a minute, right? It has. I looked at the last podcast date and I almost fell. And I was like, it's been that long? Oh my goodness. So what I'm thinking is I lost some days. I had to because it feels like I did a podcast last weekend, right? But let me tell you, I have been working. You know, your auntie has been hustling. You hear me? Hustling. And my days and my nights have become the same. So I'm just working. I'm still here loving you as much as I always did. Nothing has changed between us, but your auntie is trying to get this money up because I got things to do, and y'all got things to do too. What y'all talk about? Y'all be getting your money up. I know they want everybody to think that single mothers ain't got no money. I know. Y'all out here buying houses and cars and walking around like you're superstars and all that good stuff. Y'all got apartments and stuff. Got these companies in a chokehold. Got all these pastel colored pots, and I never seen a white toaster before. Yeah, they got white toasters in the place for y'all. They have changed. You know what I'm saying? They tracking you. I told you, they watching you, because when it comes to consumerism, they need to know who's doing what. They need to know what's going on. And they have record numbers of women buying homes. We talked about that before. And they have a record number of men who are homeless and or may still be living at home. Something, huh? Considering they had a head start, right? So show off, cute girl. Do what you gotta do. I have a theory about men and how they were also deceived, set up by the patriarchy, you know, but that's not why we're here. That is not why we're here. I mean, if y'all want to hear it, right? Of course, this won't affect our sons, because our sons are being raised under the influence of the matriarchy, meaning we are going to teach our sons how to take care of themselves, how to financially take care of themselves, right? If you don't teach your children how to be financially successful, then you teach them how to steal. It's an old proverb, okay? I don't know where I heard it, but it's stuck. So we are going to do our due diligence to prepare our children, right, for a time in their lives when they will not have us as their foundation. Like, we will be the person who they can come back to and talk to and counsel and give them advice, right? That's why I said you have to be a wise mother, all right? But financially and this and that and the other, I mean, it's our jobs. We got more work, y'all, to teach our children about taking care of themselves physically, spiritually, metaphysically, and financially, right? This is a part of the job. Now, the way things were before, and I can tell you, I was raised in this, so I know this firsthand. Me and my sister were taught this, but King Baby wasn't taught this. So King Baby had it a little tough, okay, because King Baby was not taught what me and my sister were taught in the same home. This is how they did it, y'all. This is how they did it. And she was only given the skills she had, you know. But the curse stops here. It stops with us. You know, if you were someone who experienced this, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to raise our sons to be able to care for the home, just as we teach our daughters. Well, this is what I hope you would do. All right. So that when they get out there in the world, they're not looking like, wait a minute, whoa, 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 this is overwhelming. No, we want them to be like, no, I got this, right? And it also makes our sons better partners, so that when they meet someone, right, ladies, come on, be setting our sons up to be with really good, you know, partners, right? When they meet someone, they can assist and be a partner to her, make her a workhorse or a beast of burden in her own home. I told you, patriarchy set these dudes up, because now you got women who say, no, I don't want to take care of you and children. I'm not going to do that. I'm not built like that. I am tired. In fact, there's a study that came out that said that women require more sleep than men, right? Especially women with children, and that most women with children are sleep deprived. We're sleep deprived, and I know I've walked around sleep deprived for years, right? So a lot of us are tired, and a lot of us are not feeling well, and a lot of us are not mentally well, emotionally well, because we don't have rest, we don't have sleep, right? We require 10 hours, and you need an additional hour when you are having your cycle, because your body is cleaning itself out, right? So that's a whole nother conversation. I'm not gonna get into it, but this is what we're doing, right? We're equally raising our children to be able to take care of themselves, be a good partner. You know what you're doing is changing the bloodlines. You're changing generational curses, and you're breaking the patriarchy. You're breaking it, and it might not seem like that to you, but by you being who you are and taking care of things so well, you are showing other women, listen, those old ways, the ways that our mothers did it, and the ways that the society had it set up so that they can suffer, those are over. Look, I'm over here thriving. And I know some of you might be saying, I don't know about thriving, auntie. I don't know. I'm just tired. I got you. I understand. But believe it or not, you're doing a lot better than what you think. And you know what? Matter of fact, let's lay into that for a second. We're going to lay into that for a minute. A lot of you are doing a lot better than what you think. I have spoken to a lot of women, y'all. A lot. And I have the ability to sit and look at somebody's life and see the positive. Even when they feel like their life is not going that well, it's not that great, it's not this, it's not that. Listen, I've seen some things in this lifetime. So I know when somebody is doing better than what they think. And yes, okay, if we're chasing the fake American dream, if we're chasing all of these things, we're looking at social media, we're doing all this stuff, yeah, we're gonna think that we're not where we're supposed to be. That's life. That's not where I'm supposed to be. I don't look the way I want to look. Yeah, I know, single mothers, we face this just like everybody else. Even though we're doing the work of two people, you know, some people have some help. I mean, I don't know, but we might just feel like we're not where we should be. But what if I told you right where you're supposed to be? You are right where you are supposed to be. You're fine, right? I need you to look at yourself, look at all of the things that you have accomplished, you know, and give yourself some credit. Give yourself credit. Some people would have folded, you know, if they would have been in your situation, if they would have been a single mother, if they would have been the person to make all the decisions. Some people would have just fell all apart, and you didn't do it. you know, you're doing something that a grown, strong man with plenty of testosterone running through their body couldn't do. Okay, I need you to look at it like that. This is why I don't pay people no mind. You can say whatever you want to say about me. I really don't care, because I am doing with a very grown, strong person couldn't do or wouldn't do. I'm in the trenches 24/7, 365 days a year. Okay, so don't tell me what I'm doing is wrong. What I'm doing is right. Okay, according to me, because I said so, right? So I'm telling you, a lot of you are doing better than what you think. It's okay not to always have the answers and not always know, but comparing yourself to people, you're gonna always feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. I've spoken to women, plenty of women. Oh, if I didn't do this, I would be here. If I didn't do this, I would be doing this. If I didn't do this, I would be doing that. All right, that's the past. And hindsight is 2020. But trust and believe, you have been guided this way for a reason. And a lot of you are doing better than what you think. I remember I used to speak to this lady, and I went to a house. You know, I thought our house was really cozy, and I thought it was nice. And she took what she had and she made something out of it, right? And she was one of those ladies who could take a card table and put some chairs up to that card table and put a tablecloth on it and a flower, and it looked beautiful to me. Like, you ever met those people? And even though she worked really, really hard, like she would work a regular job and a part-time job, single mom, she just always felt like she wasn't doing enough. She just felt like she wasn't where she was supposed to be, right? She just didn't. She really, really didn't. And I noticed that a lot of women are like that. Like, you'll feel like, oh, I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, her home was always filled with a good amount of food, right? And she was always very generous. Here, come over and eat, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know how she had time to do all that. And her children's rooms were comfortable and nice and clean and organized. Like, she probably was one of the most organized people I have ever seen. I don't have those skills. Your auntie is not that organized. In fact, I'm about to clean my room when I finish here. But she was. Her bedroom set, it was an older bedroom set, but it was neat. The dresser was cleaned off. She had it put some, what do you call that stuff? The lemon, that little spray stuff, the furniture spray. You know what I'm talking about, right? And you could clearly see that it was shiny. You know, it was nice. It was no dust. And her place was neat. And she just wasn't satisfied. She just was like, you know, I should be further in life. I just should be further in life. Like, I talk to people and they going on trips. They doing this, they doing that. Like, I should be doing more with my time. I just should be further in life. And the problem with her is that she was comparing herself to other people all the time. And I was like, but your children are doing well. You're healthy. Your home is beautiful. She was like, yeah, but my furniture is old. You know, like, she just wasn't happy with herself. And I told her, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting more, right? I always want more. I'm that person. I ain't never satisfied. I want more. But you have to take some time to reflect and look at all that you have accomplished. You might not have the table that you want right now, but look, you put a nice tablecloth on there. She was like, girl, that tablecloth is from the Dollar General. I said, but still, it's a nice tablecloth. Does it have to be Dior? I don't know. It's decent. It's clean. It's beautiful to me. Look at what you're doing. You didn't fold in spite of everything that you've been through. You didn't stop. You didn't stop. Okay, it's not what you want. But right now, you're making it happen. And later, you'll see it's gonna come. You know, the energy goes where the focus goes, right? So if it's that table you want, it's that table you're gonna get, because you gotta focus there. Just focus on it, right? But you have done an awesome job of what you have right now. And I know some people who don't have that ability. Can't maintain a room. Can't rent a room. Can't maintain a clean pair of socks, a clean shirt. I know some people who don't have that ability. But they could tell you about the circumference of the planet, the sun, the earth, the moon, and the stars. It's baffling to me. I'd be like, Okay. But I'm looking at her and seeing a comfortable home, like a beautiful space, a hardworking person, a person who didn't give up, a person who loves her children. She's always running. Oh, I gotta take this child here. I gotta go here. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And she still doesn't think she's enough. Like, she's not doing enough and she's doing so much. Right? I don't want you ladies to be like that. If you're like that, I need you to stop. Please get you a piece of paper. Get you a pen. Don't get cute. Don't get fancy. You don't need a journal. You just need a piece of paper and a pen right now. And start writing down the things that you have accomplished. You'd be surprised. Some people cannot maintain a key to go in their door. They can't maintain it, right? The least expensive place, they can't maintain it. I know people who have lived in subsidized housing and the rent is $75 and they can't pay it. They did something else with the money, right? And this young lady, she don't have any subsidies and she working like you wouldn't believe, and she got a key to her door, she got a key to her car, and she still thinks something is wrong with her. See, that's what I'm talking about. We ain't doing that no more. Get you a pen and a piece of paper if this is you. Get you a pen and a piece of simple paper and you start writing down some of your accomplishments. Please, you're healthy. Your children are healthy. You're looking good. You might not have the hairstyle you want. So what? So what? Get you some synthetic hair, the $2 hair, and push your hair back in one of them little ponytails. Come on now. Get some of that little edge control and wrap it around. Now you fly. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of what you have accomplished. And though it may not seem like a lot to you, it is a lot. You're doing the work of two people. And your auntie is always here to encourage you to keep moving, to keep pushing, to keep going. All right? And on that note, your auntie is getting out of here. I told you I got to clean my room. Girl, look crazy in here. Look crazy in here. And I gotta fix my closets, you know, and start moving clothes around, because it's definitely turning into spring in the south right now. The flowers all bloomed. It's crazy. So I gotta get ready for the season coming up. So I'm gonna get on up out of here. Oh, and I gotta take this deck furniture to my daughter's house, because I brought some deck furniture, y'all, and I don't like it. So I'm gonna give it to her. And I'm just getting me two simple black rocking chairs. And I'm going to put a yellow flower on a little table and call it a day. It's going to be crazy. All right. But I love you ladies to the moon and back. I won't be gone so long the next time. I promise. And I will talk to you soon. I wish you a wonderful and beautiful week. All right. A money-making week. Okay. All right. I love you ladies. I will talk to you soon. Peace.